Let me give you an example of what having low investment looks like, just as a metaphor. For people who have ever gambled, say you go to the gambling tables and you put down $50, and you play for a while and you look down and you have $200. You say, wow, that's amazing. $200, I started with 50. So you reach down and you take 50 out. You put it in your pocket, so you still got $150 out there. Well, now you get the feeling that you're playing on the house's money. All of a sudden, your investment is very minimal because you're thinking, hey, outcome doesn't mean anything now because it's not my money, it's the house's money. Well, that seems natural to have a low investment because it's not your money. Your money's in your pocket. But then you step back from me and say, wait a minute. Suppose it was my money. Suppose that was my $150 on the table. Would that break me if I lost $150? Does that mean I'm going to be unhappy the rest of my life because I lost $150? Well, no. It doesn't mean that. So then it's puzzling. Well, then why is it any different? Well, it isn't different. It's just in your head it's different. See? Investment is a mental phenomenon. It has nothing to do with reality, except for the fact that your thinking creates your experience of life. So in that sense, it has everything to do with reality. As soon as you think that your life your happiness is at risk, as soon as you think your happiness is at risk, that thought is brought to life via the senses, through your consciousness. You become conscious of that thought as a reality. And all of a sudden, you got a tight stomach and you're unhappy. So you get investment, which has to do with your own personal thoughts about the importance of the outcome to your happiness. And then you have involvement, which has to do with how involved you are in the moment, how fully you are behind what you're doing, how fully absorbed you are in what you're doing. Now, if you put these two together, you get some interesting combinations, because you can have someone who has a very, very low investment and a very, very low involvement. So they're not very involved in what they're doing, and they also don't have any concern whatever about the outcome. Now that would be a person that we would call apathetic. Apathetic people have low investment, low involvement. You can have someone who's got extremely low involvement, very low participation in life. They go through the motions. They don't really get behind what they do. But they could have an extremely high investment, really deeply care about outcomes, and they're very, very threatened that the outcomes won't be to their liking. And they're afraid that they can't be happy unless the outcomes turn out right. Well, these are people who complain, who are always, you know, having very, very passionate discussions about how things should be. They're not players, but they care in a way, and as a result, they're very tormented and frightened by the way life goes on. And their friends say to them, why don't you go do something about it? And they say, well, I don't want to do anything about it. It's not my thing, you know. Then you have people who have a very high involvement. They get behind what they're doing, but they also have a high investment. People who have high investment, high involvement, have tension. That's their cross to bear. You show me someone who's doing something and they're highly involved and they feel that the outcome of what they're doing will have a large effect on their sense of well-being and their future happiness, and I'll show you someone that's tense. Now, People who are highly involved and highly invested can be very, very high performance, if not peak performers. But the problem that their investment creates is in job satisfaction. It's hard for them to enjoy what they're doing because they're living in a state of insecurity. They're working in a state of insecurity. So people with high investment, high involvement, might have good performance records. They might appear like they're doing well in the game of life. But I assure you that they're not doing as well as they could be in terms of living. Their moment-to-moment experience of life is clouded by an overlay of tension caused by this imaginary link between their own happiness and the outcome of the activities they're involved in.